It's time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Lois Zare.
Our guest today is Diana Sheridan, and Diana is a district conservationist for the Natural Resources Conservation Service under the United States Department of Agriculture. So thanks for being with us today, Diana. I appreciate your time, and you've got some great information for us today about programs that are available under the Natural Resources Conservation Service. And these are, my understanding is, these programs that you're going to tell us about are all basically funded under the Farm Bill that we hear about every few years.
That's correct. So the Farm Bill has a conservation component, and we have technical assistance available that's funded through the Farm Bill, but we also have financial assistance available to farmers and our conservation partners in the state through the Farm Bill funds.
Kind of what's the difference between technical assistance and financial assistance?
So technical assistance would be if I came to your farm and offered some advice on stream bank erosion, improving your grazing management, maybe adding a cover crop to improve soil health on your cropland, on your crop
developing
rotation.
A new crop or a new source of income or something like that.
Okay. So we've had scientists that have worked with us for years and study these different agriculture systems and have a lot of science-based advice and technical assistance that we can give to really, a lot of farmers work on trial and error. We can skip some of those steps and give you some good sound advice to maybe skip a few trial and errors along the way.
Well, that's a good idea. Uh-huh. I think if I was a farmer, that sound like a good idea to me. Let's talk about some of the financial programs that you have available to help out these farmers out there.
We have several financial assistance programs that are really popular in Southwest Missouri that are heavily utilized. The first one is the Environmental Quality Incentive Program. We call it EQIP. Of course, there's acronyms
right.
If you're in a government agency. But the Environmental Quality Incentive Program, and it funds, for instance, if a producer wanted to improve their grazing management, we could help fund some of the infrastructure for that. So fences, watering facilities, to improve the management of that grassland resource, which in turn improves the quality of the runoff, water quality. There's a lot of conservation benefits to doing that as well.
And that's really important in Southwest Missouri with all the streams and Table Rock and all the lakes that we have. The water quality is an important aspect of all that.
It's been a hot topic as long as I can remember,
okay.
That's for sure. That's all of the signups of our financial assistance programs are ongoing. Sometimes there are, you know, batch periods or ranking periods where we're choosing projects to fund, but anyone can come into our office any time of the year to sign up.
And you have an office here in Springfield, isn't that correct?
Yes, we do. There are NRCS offices in most counties in the country, and I supervise four in Dallas, Green, Polk, and Webster County that administers these programs.
And how many offices like that are there in the state of Missouri?
There's four areas, and then within each area, there are offices nearly in every county.
Okay.
You can go to get assistance in nearly every county in the state.
Well, there's one that's called the Conservation Stewardship Program. Why don't you tell us about that?
That program started in 2004 or 2005. I would have to go back and to my notes and look. But that program was started to reward farmers for good conservation stewardship they're already doing, and then also incentivize them to try something new. So there are two components when you sign up. We'll evaluate your current operation to ensure that you're meeting pretty stringent conservation standards to begin with, but then I really encourage you to try something new through a financial incentive to do that. So maybe add a pollinator habitat or a cover crop in your crop rotation, or on grassland cattle operations, you know, changing your management some to improve the management of those operations.
Okay. Now, there's something, I said, I'm a city girl, and I've never quite understood how farmers get paid to not grow food on their property. Tell us a bit. I don't even know what, can't tell you the name of it.
I think what you're referring to is the Conservation Reserve Program. And that program we administer in partnership with one of our sister agencies, the Farm Service Agency. The Farm Service Agency has the financial dollars for that, and then we provide the technical assistance to determine if you qualify or not. And that program was implemented to take cropland that was either idle or fallow, causing soil erosion, and plant it back to permanent cover. So permanent grass, a wildlife mix, native prairie mixes are really commonly used in CRP. And then we would reimburse the farmers for taking those acres out of production. And
what is the benefit of doing that?
The benefit is to the soil, you know, to reduce soil erosion.
Okay.
And also put that back into a natural habitat for wildlife.
And would that help with our bees and birds and native birds and things like that?
Sure, all of it. Some of those CRP signups are directly targeted at quail or other species of interest.
One of my questions was about how farmers have to kind of balance their income or balance the yields that they get versus conservation measures. And, you know, it might be beneficial in the long run, but it's hard to do that in the short run. So you help them kind of work through some of those decisions?
One of the most fascinating frontiers in agriculture right now is soil health. And we're learning more and more every day that the ecology and what goes on below the soil surface is vitally important to helping the environment and our crop production. So all of the programs that I mentioned have components that improve soil health. And I think it is a new frontier to really help agriculture progress into the future to keep producing what we need from the soil that we have and really going back to a more ecological system approach to farming.
This has been fascinating, Diana. Thank you so much for coming in. This has been League of Women Voters Making Democracy Work. For this and other programs in our series, you can find them at ksmu.org.